welcome to Complaining Over Coffee. In this podcast, we like to talk about the do's and don'ts of going out to eat. Hi, my name is Abby, and I have been on both sides of this. I've been on the server side, and I've been on the customer side. And I think that there's a bunch of things that both sides could do to make this a better experience for everyone. The number one thing for me, on both sides, is to tip well if the service was good. And don't go out if you can't afford a tip. Don't spend a bunch of money and tell everyone to get whatever they want and then struggle to pay your bill and or not leave a tip because you don't have enough money with you. For me at least, I think that it's important to teach your children, teach the people that don't understand the dynamic of a service job, that most likely they don't get paid very much through the company. So they're paid off of tips, and a 20% tip is always acceptable. And, you know, if you get a better service, then you may want to tip a little bit more. But if somebody cannot understand that that's how that goes, then it's kind of hard to get mad at them. So my dad always taught me that you should double the first number on a check to leave the 20%. Now, he also said that just give or take a dollar on that 20% is how you should reflect the service. Because sometimes if somebody has a bad day, and I know that we all do, then you shouldn't judge that place or that person by one experience. And I think that if you had a problem with the service, then you should talk to a manager or a boss of some sort. People don't get paid as much as you think that they do in these service jobs. And so, as an example, I would make $2.15 an hour as a server, and I would only survive off of my tips, basically. Number two is definitely communication on both sides, but especially the customer to the server. They have to understand that that server or that particular person that is waiting on you may have many more tables and many more checks and a lot of other responsibilities that they have to get done as well. And I think that it is probably not the best way to communicate with somebody by snapping or being harassed or something like that to a server, because I don't think that a lot of people will communicate back in a positive way if they are getting snapped at like they are a pet or something. And that is just out of respect. Now, I would say this is my third point, but this also comes out of communication. I think that respect is a very big problem, and I think that if somebody has to be waiting on you, do not take advantage of that either. Do not sit there and have a full-blown conversation with them and expect them to do everything on every other table and everything to be perfect, because they want to talk to you and they want to serve you and they want you to have a good experience. But if you're getting hit on as a server or something like that, you can't exactly walk away, because that is what you're trying to do, is to talk to them and make them happy, and you're getting your money off of them, and that's how you make your living. So it's very hard to communicate that you should not be flirting with the people that are serving you or anything, because they might not like that, and they can't tell you that they don't like that most of the time, because then it will become very negative on their part. I would say one last point on this communication subject, but I have had many occasions where somebody has asked me for my number, or they have given their number to me, and especially asking for a number on the spot, it's very awkward for someone to have to say no after they just gave you money and after they were perfectly nice and everything. But some people have actually tried to trick somebody into giving my number out, and I thought it was for actually another job, and it ended up being for just some guy that wanted to text me. And I think that it's very awkward, and I don't know how to respond. And even if I do give my real number out, then I'm probably not going to answer, because that's not a safe way to meet somebody, just by serving them and giving your number out. For the next few points, I'm going to focus more on the customer side and how to deal with servers. And servers can do the wrong thing sometimes, and there's just a right way to communicate that to them. And I hope that some people can learn a little bit and understand the other side of things. But for right now, I'm going to give a little bit of a mid-roll break, and I'll be right back. So I know I've been a little bit hard on the customers in this podcast so far, but I think that it is fair to have the other side as well. And in continuing podcasts, I will go more into both sides. But I think that the biggest problem is that whenever a customer comes in and they are in a rush, or if they just want to be there all day, it is very hard to communicate the timing. And it is hard to have to wait on somebody whenever you see them not doing what they're supposed to do. And servers can tend to do that. They will be distracted by other coworkers or by other tables. And there just has to be a very fine line of communication of how you expect to be treated. And you are giving people your money, so they need you there. And you need to be treated as if that you were needed there as well. Also, being the customer, it is very hard to understand why some servers might mistreat you or would not do the right things or ignore you whenever they are the ones that need you as a consumer. They are the ones that are going to give you money and give you a tip. And it's a little bit easier for someone to be able to mistreat or maybe not pay much as attention as they should if it is an hourly job. But for servers, it 100% is based off of what that person decides to give you. And I think that servers need to understand that it doesn't matter if you've had a bad day, because you kind of have to leave that at the door, and whenever you come into work, you have to kind of fake it a little bit and treat everybody as if you just met them and it's not anything that they did that day. It's not the customer's fault, whatever is happening, and they have to give a little bit of a break to both sides. Working at a restaurant, and also being to restaurants, obviously, is also one reason where I feel like I have an insight on both sides. And it's very frustrating whenever you go up to a restaurant of some sort and you don't understand the menu, or you don't understand if you should seat yourself or if you should wait to be seated. And I think that it is appropriate to expect a timely manner of some sort, at least. And if someone did not see you, or if there is a problem, then somebody should say, "I'm sorry, I did not see you," or "I will be right with you." Don't just be ignored. And I think that it is perfectly fine for somebody to have to walk away or walk out if they aren't served or acknowledged in a timely manner. So I think that is my second point, is definitely timeliness. I definitely think that it is a bunch of things that contribute to the timeliness, whether that is the cooks or the people that prepare the food to be served, or if that is even just the server not paying attention to go get the food off of the line and bring it back to you. There has to be some sort of system, and if there is not and it is very scattered, then it becomes stressful on both ends. And I think that a customer has the right to say something or maybe even remind somebody, and it should not be a negative thing that they communicate that to you, as long as it's in a respectful manner. To get to my third point is definitely cleanliness. I do not want to get a drink or a plate or sit at a table that is dirty. And I understand that sometimes you're in a rush, but if it becomes a continuous problem of the seat being dirty when I sit down and then getting a dirty cup or something with lipstick on it or something like that, it becomes a reflection of the whole entire restaurant. And I don't think that somebody should blame the server, but I also think that the server should pay attention and make sure that they are serving the right utensils and things that are clean. And they might go through the wash, but that doesn't mean that they're 100% fine. So I think that paying attention and making sure that the cleanliness of the restaurant is important to the server and to anybody else that works there. As a server and as a customer, I definitely respect a teamwork kind of mentality. And if there is someone else bringing me my food and there is a server getting my order, and if there's a couple people giving me refills or something like that, I think that it is important to communicate to your server, to the person that got the order, that you might need something, because if somebody else is trying to help somebody, then they might drop off the food, but then they get caught up in doing stuff for that table instead of attending to their own tables. So I think it is important that a customer or a server needs to communicate with each other about what they might need. And as a customer, I think that I should be respectful and not ask 800 times to go back and forth for a server and just try and get everybody to see what they need and get it all at once so that there won't have to be multiple trips and wasting time. So that is just a little bit of my insight on both sides, and we'll continue to talk about this more in later podcasts. I hope that everyone understands that respect and timeliness and cleanliness and all of those type things are important on both sides, and I hope that everyone has learned a little bit and made you laugh a little bit. And I will continue to tell you all the stories that I have of being on both sides, and they are quite funny. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. Yay!